Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Now you hear this.
The Cardiac Bulls. Everybody thought it was over.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Lead straight to the top. Plays it in to take the lead.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
2 seconds left. Giddy for the win. Go! Oh, my God. Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby. Good day, mate.
Today's guests, WWE superstar CM Punk, Vikings defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, comedian Bert Kreischer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show, right here on the Roku Sports Channel, right here on the Infinity Sports Network, 120 radio stations coast to coast listening in, and you're wiser for it. Or at least I like to think so. We say hello to everybody that is out there listening on Sirius XM channel 375. Also, the Odyssey app. You can stream us every single day. Also, listen to us on our podcast. We greatly appreciate it. The Cumulus Podcast Network. The Jim Jackson Show's latest episode. Jim, who's calling NCAA tournament games, doing double duty for us this week. He has Mike Bibby as his guest this week. There's also No Contest Wrestling. We always appreciate anybody listens to our show all 3 hours every single day. The YouTube channel is a great backup. Almost 915,000 subscribers there now. Interesting guest list today that we have for you. I guess to help talk about our first and third guests and how it all chimes in and how it all weaves together. TJ Jefferson, we say hello to you first today. What's candles up? Lit?
Candles lit.
Now, you just said to me before we came on the air that it's fascinating to you as to how our first and third guests of this show line up on this Friday program.
You've got CM Punk, best in the world. He's well-known. He's straight-edged. He's sober. Never had a drink of alcohol. And then we end with the machine, the party animal who might imbibe as he's sitting in the chair, Bert Kreischer. Yes. So it's just kind of, we're running the gamut today.
And also, I would think, though, CM Punk and Bert Kreischer have one thing in common is they frequently perform without a shirt on.
That is also true. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're used to being shirtless and comfortable.
In front of people.
Yes.
Yes.
Very comfortable.
I don't know if we'll be asking CM Punk about that, but Seth Rollins. On last two Thursdays ago, he zoomed in from the back of a courtesy car in Bologna, Italy.
Yep.
I believe CM Punk is joining us from London, England.
Yeah, they're over in merry old London.
They are in doing that is what you have, or you either as an American sports broadcaster need to refer to it as merry old or jolly old England or across the pond.
I mean,
so you've just checked that box. Standard. Well done, TJ Jefferson. We say hello to you, Jason Feller, all smiley up, because he's got his Dodger hat on. Ohtani homered again. They're going to be 162-0 with Ohtani getting 162 home runs. So that'll be great.
It's going to be amazing. $162.
Yeah. Chris Brockman is not here today. Normally, Susie Schuster would be sitting in that chair, but she is pulling double duty as her executive producer of Women's Sports Now, which you can see on Roku. There's lots of meetings. Conversations because there's lead pipe wielding professionals at Roku and also Hello Sunshine that are making sure everything is up to speed. Every single Thursday that show airs, so you can check out Women's Sports Now on your Roku devices and your portals. And we greatly appreciate you checking that show out. It is awesome.
Yep.
So Suze is doing that.
Yeah.
And to prove
boss lady stuff.
Well, to prove that Chris Brockman's job is in fact something a teenager can do.
Wow.
Sitting in his chair on his spring break is none other than my 14-year-old Cooper, Evan Eisen. What's up, Coop?
Come on, how are you?
Good to see you, Coop. You could lean into the microphone. Go ahead. You got it. Uh-oh, is his microphone not on? Did he kick it? What's going on, Felly? Hold on a minute. There we go.
Oh, it was muted.
Okay.
Don't worry, Coop. I do it once a show, baby. It's okay.
What's up, Coop? Everything's good.
Everything's great. We came off of a struggling day. Every year, well, every single day, we have to see a Yankees closer struggle, and that was tough to watch.
Yes.
Oh, he's jumping right into
it. Well, he's just jumping right into it. Yes, because yesterday, Coop, you and I were watching the Yankees-Brewers opening day. And lots to talk about in that game as Devin Williams, the new closer of the Yankees, became the first New York Yankee to ever close a game. Coop, you can back me up on this, right? Back me up on this. First Yankee closer to ever close a game with a nicely trimmed beard, correct?
I think so.
Okay, I think he's the first ever to be bearded.
That might be true.
We were watching it. It's like, how weird was that, right?
Yeah.
You know,
and Rodon had a beard too.
Yeah. Beard starting, beard closing. What's going on with the Yankees?
Welcome to the party, pal.
That's right. Welcome to 21st century New York Yankees.
Yeah, and there's also a shot on ESPN that showed Pablo Reyes with a beard too. So
unbelievable. Beards everywhere.
It's a whole new world for the Yankees right now.
So, but it's funny because Coop and I, we were then. Zipping around, right, on the MLB app, correct? Our friend, the Pasquatch, he had already hit a three-run bomb against the Cleveland Guardians. Pardon me. I'm showing my age, Coop.
What up, Vinny?
Vinny Pasquantino stepped to the plate in a one-run game against Cleveland. And, Coop, you're like, hey, let's go there. And we popped that game on, right? And then we popped a bunch of games on. All of a sudden, comes to our attention, ninth inning, Houston, Texas. The New York Metropolitans are down.
Yeah.
They're down by three runs. And I will ask my son, the reason why they were down three runs is who started that game for the New York Metropolitans, Cooper Eisen?
Clay Holmes.
What did we refer to? Well, no, excuse me. I think you're mispronouncing his name.
So in our family, we call him Shmashmoms.
Shmashmoms.
And my sister's a big Harry Potter fan, and we got basically like Voldemort, like he who must not be named.
He was definitely not to be named in our household last year, with all due respect. But he's a new Clay Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting. Oh. Five hits, you know, three runs, four walks later. Kind of familiar. Well, you know, if you take his frequent relief outings and, you know, extend them to starters type number. Now, if only Major League Baseball was like the National Football League, where we would spend an entire week talking about one game.
Dissecting
it and talking about it and the drama of one game. Up steps to the plate in this game as the go-ahead run, right? Did the go-ahead run at the time against Josh Hader?
Two guys on.
Okay. Yeah. What was the final score of this game, Cooper, of this game? Of the Mets and the Astros?
I think 3-1.
3-1, right.
Yeah, it was 3-1.
Yeah. Go-ahead run. Two outs. Ahead of Josh Hader, 3-0. And as it happens, I think to myself, T.J. Jefferson.
What did you think, Rick?
I think to myself, didn't Daniel Jeremiah come on this show the other day and say, this guy stands at the plate and you're ready for him to actually win the game and he takes a walk? And I think to myself, is he about to do this here and hand the baton to the polar bear?
Three balls. What you want him to do?
I got it. Well, he wound up taking a strike, wound up taking a nice hack at a ball, fouled it off. Now it comes 3-2 pitch, strike three.
It was a slider way out of the zone. He looked funny swinging it.
Look, his hand, His eyes told him not to swing. His hands got ahead of him. It was a check swing.
Is my son telling no lies?
It was a check swing.
Or zero lies?
You know?
He went around, Cooper.
What was my reaction? Would you care to explain to everybody my reaction, Cooper?
So we were watching, we were near the couch, and what happened was he would look at me and he was like, ooh, 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 ooh. That's like his classic reaction when he feels happy about things that he hates. For example, Juan Soto going off for a $770 million contract.
But Coop, why is that? Why does that bother your dad so much? How much Juan Soto's making? Why is he so just hurt by this?
I mean, just moving off the Queens just hurts any Yankee fan. Like, you do not want this player is generational player, very good. He helped the season, the Yankee season, a lot. Yeah. He's the reason why they went to the World Series, and when you lose this really good player, it's unfortunate.
Would you say it hurt you that he left?
Kinda, yeah.
Would you say it hurt your dad?
For sure.
Okay. Excuse me. Thank you.
Excuse me, counselor. Counselor. No more questions, counselor. No more questions.
Judge Feller, we heard no objections.
No more questions.
I just wanted to get that out.
Let me explain. Because Cooper
was hurt by that, right?
Cooper.
And hurt people hurt
excuse
people.
Excuse me.
If you think I'm going to side with you in this room at the moment, I'm
Cooper
not.
Is what I never thought growing up my child would be, or my children, obviously, would be. His brother, his older brother, who's probably dead asleep still right now, and his sister might be as well. They're Southern Californians. I did not think when I was growing up in Staten Island, New York, Southern California. So I must now pick it up from here because Juan Soto.
Why are you interrupting him? He was giving me an answer.
He was under interrogation.
No.
Juan Soto.
Wow.
Takes the money, goes across town. Dares to say the words with a straight face. It's a Mets town. Mm-hmm. Game one. Oh, base hit. Everything's good. Yeah. Juan is, this is worth the money. Game one. The baseball gods are just remarkable gods. They put him at the plate with the game on the line and two outs and a shot at flipping the script. Because the Mets use one of the worst Yankee closers I've ever seen. After being an all-star to start as their starter, and he strikes out.
Now,
whack.
I think obviously it's baseball. And when do the Mets play again? You don't even know.
I think they play today. I don't know.
When do they play again? Is it today?
Yes.
Or is it one of those? It's one of those crazy things like they play now Saturday and Sunday because, you know, opening weekend is weird.
No, today's Friday. They play today.
Okay.
Yeah, like last year, the Astros played the Yankees in the first game.
Oh, yeah, then they didn't play.
What happened was Juan Soto threw out a runner at home, which saved Clay Holmes' day. And in the end, the Yankees won that game.
Yeah.
And then when he's a Met, he strikes out to lose the game. So he helps the Yankees against the Astros on opening day, but not the Mets on opening day.
Listen, I didn't even prep him on this. I don't even remember what he's talking about.
Well, of course, because you cut him off when he was giving a heartfelt, real answer about your feelings.
I didn't cut him off. I cut you off.
What you have to understand is the greatest baseball players of all time are going to fail 70% of the time. That's fine. It's one game. There's 161 left.
That is correct.
We are going to be fine.
And that is true.
As a matter of fact, in years past, Coop, I would have turned the TV off when it was top of the 9th 03 because we wouldn't have had a chance. Now at least we got hope, and that's all you want.
Only to have the chair pulled out
that's
from behind
fine.
You.
Today's a brand new day,
okay.
Baby.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
If it was only football, could you imagine what the New York scene would be?
Oh my goodness.
If it was another week and there were only 18 baseball games all year, could you imagine what it would be like? 17 baseball games all year. What would it be like in New York City right now?
Probably should cut 17 games out of the baseball season. Oh, it's too long.
But could you imagine what it would be like in New York City right now?
Oh, it'd be Panic at the Disco.
You want to explain that reference to Coop?
You know, the wild thing is, Hader, it appeared as though he was going to try to walk Soto. Like, it didn't seem like he
which
had
any makes
intention.
No sense. Lefty on lefty. I mean, let's go. You got one more to go. Like, you got to. To beat somebody, to break them, you got to go through their strength. That's what Michael Irvin always says.
But like I said, we all know Soto has one of the best eyes in baseball. That ball was out. You're right, Coop. He swung at a bad pitch.
Yeah, and he knows Hader. He should have known him because he played with him in the Padres a couple years ago.
He got caught. It's all right.
Yeah. So he should have known his pitches. He should have. Yeah. I think that was a bad at bat for someone who's been paid $765 million. And then I think Austin Wells is still on his rookie contract, and he's hitting an opening
day home run as a catcher. Let me tell you what's rude. It's talking about how much a man makes. That's rude. But you know what's not rude? Talking about a man's feelings. Now, let's get back to your dad.
No.
Juan Soto.
What did Austin Wells do yesterday, Coop?
The first ever Yankee did an opening day home run on a leadoff, and also the first catcher to lead off home run opening day.
Period.
And I think he's still on his rookie contract. Like, he's probably getting paid, like, for example, like, they're one of the most elite closers, Mason Miller, he's going to be getting paid $750,000 a year. Then there's Juan Soto striking out to end the game, who's getting paid more than 100 times as
much. You are real caught up on this money thing, but just know.
No, it's called facts. No, he's not caught up on the money thing. He's called facts.
It's fine.
That's my boy.
It's fine.
In his Yankee gear.
But here's a question I have. Your dad just said earlier that you're a Southern California kid, right? So you kind of secretly, in your heart of hearts, really want to root for the Dodgers, right?
Oh, please.
The Dodgers are World Series champions.
You don't really like the Yankees. It's bad parenting, I think, that you're being forced to root for a team 3,000 miles away from where you live. You know you want to be the Dodgers.
We'd accept him, but he seems perfectly fine where he's at.
Thank you, Jason. Right.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a Dodger fan, and he's a big Dodger fan, and sometimes it's too much. Like, to hear, it's like, oh, the Oscar Hernandez, Shohei Ohtani is like the best, and I feel like it's too much. I was born a Yankee fan. Like, even if you're born in Colorado and you're a Rocky fan, you're still a Rocky fan.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. TJ, back off. And one other thing, just to go to break, just to go to break on this, because CM Punk awaits.
He does.
Listen. Kirk Gibson and Freddie Freeman connecting yesterday on the ceremonial first pitch for the first game for the Dodgers at home.
I missed that. Totally.
Yes. They went ahead and did the full Dodger palooza.
I saw Ice Cube drive a lowrider out with this trophy.
To see the fact that Kirk Gibson, now for me, he's a Michigan Stater too, so I already got an issue. Kirk Gibson and Freddie Freeman getting to connect like this, because Freddie Freeman connected like Gibson against the Yankees in the World Series, in the only World Series game that the man who occupies Brockman's seat right now has seen, game one, right, Coop? Mm-hmm. On the scale of 1 to 10 of the suck meter, where did that stand for us?
Probably a 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fact that allowed the Dodgers to have a portal to open this season in that manner, and Del Tufo still will root for the Dodgers, is disgusting. And he must renounce. He must renounce. He may not.
He won't.
Say he's both a Dodger and a Yankee fan.
He'll try to go back someday.
I saw that this morning. Cooper showed me that video. I was unaware of that ceremonial first pitch, but Coop, you live on the MLB app, so congrats to MLB. You do. It's okay. It's fine. Listen, he shows me this, and I was sick to my stomach. And then it just hit me. Del Tufo will be able to see this and still root for the Dodgers and the Yankees? No.
Yeah, ever since this day, on the drive back from the game, we were like, why did Aaron Boone not put in Tim Hill? We were looking up at the screen. It was like in the bullpen, Nestor Cortez and Tim Hill. Tim Hill was this waiver wire pickup, like this 34-year-old that was lights out for us the whole season, half of the season of postseason. And then you have Nestor Cortez, who just came off of an injury. He's been out for 3 months. And then the first game, you put him in, it's the World Series. And if it's a homer, you lose the game. And what happened? They lost the game. So, like, why would you put in someone who's been out for 3 months instead of someone who's been one of your best pitchers?
And who did we see that on social media struck out Freeman, a positional player?
Rizzo did. We should have put in Rizzo.
That's what he said. We should have put in Anthony Rizzo in the World Series because he struck out
Freeman. Yeah.
Freeman.
He struck him out before, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the last pitch Nestor ever threw as a Yankee.
That's right. And what's his next pitch going to be as a Brewer?
against Austin Wells.
And the Yankees.
Oh.
That's coming up. That's the next game. You've got your next game. We've got ours.
Yeah, we're already
off and running.
Versus Free.
Oh, we are off and running in the Mets town. One back.
I mean,
in the Mets town.
It's 161 to go, guys.
I understand. All right, let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. We've got CM Punk coming up right now. Jonathan Allen, formerly of the Commanders, now of the Vikings, will join us. Bert Kreischer will join us in studio hour three. Coop, you will not be on the set for that.
Why?
Oh, please. Yeah,
okay. It says best dad ever right there.
Oh, okay.
No, Bert's a dad.
Yeah, he's not going to wild out. Coop, blink twice if you're being forced to say all this Yankees.
No, he's not. Blink twice. It. Don't blink. He won't blink. How dare you? Not one but two what's more likelies. One for college, one for a regular that Chris Brockman wrote and has handed off to Cooper to administrate.
Okay.
All right.
I like this.
And we will review the wild ending in Chicago and what Cooper calls the Los Angeles Lakers in our household.
Favorite team of my dad.
No, that's not true.
He keeps watching.
Yes.
He's like Luca and LeBron.
I do
the
like
best
watching
thing
them.
In the world.
It is great. But how dare you think that I'm a Laker fan? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. When we come back, CM Punk, everybody from London here on a fun Friday show.
Blink twice, Coop.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
This episode is brought to you by Universal Pictures. Today's the day. From Universal Pictures and Blumhouse come a storm of terror from the director of The Shallows, The Woman in the Yard. Don't let her in. Where does she come from? What does she want? When will she leave? The Woman in the Yard. In theaters now.
All right, back here on the program, CM Punk joining us in a matter of moments. Again, where is Brockman? Did he go? He said he was going to Texas or
Texas,
something like that?
I think, for a bachelor party?
Was San Francisco. Am I totally off?
No, I heard it was Texas. Was it for a bachelor party?
But it can't be, because I think Sarah might have went with him. I'm not sure.
Did you watch?
I don't ask questions.
Hold on a second. Am I not mistaken, Cooper? Did you watch The Hangover the other day?
No, that was my brother and Nora.
Oh, that was Zan and Nora. Okay. But you, what did you watch with Jackson, your buddy Jackson, the other day?
Ocean's 11.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that was fun, yeah.
What was your favorite part of Ocean's 11?
I think like the end's pretty cool. Like how like they got the money. It was nice. It was like fun to watch.
Who was your favorite?
I don't really know. Like, there's not really a favorite part. It's just fun to watch overall.
It goes fast, right? It moves. It's cool.
I haven't watched that in a minute.
You should
watch that again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. Did you, this is kind of crazy. Was that the first time you saw anybody in that movie?
Did you know any of the stars of that movie before?
I've seen Don Cheadle and some.
Okay, and who else? Matt Damon? Have you seen him before?
Yeah, I watched Oppenheimer, yeah.
Okay, that's right, okay. What about Clooney? Is that the first George Clooney movie you've ever seen?
Yeah.
How about Brad Pitt? Is that your first Brad Pitt movie?
I think so.
Oh, buddy, you're going to have a tremendous wormhole.
I know that, right?
With all these guys.
I showed Aaron Brockovich to Xander the other day.
Okay.
Because he's now of an age that he can get the and really get into these movies and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that's your first Julia Roberts movie, right, too?
Yeah.
Andy Garcia movie? Have you seen Andy Garcia before?
I don't know who that is.
How are you? 14?
He's 14.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in 2 years, we'll show you Mystic Pizza, and I'll give you a different thought of Julia Roberts. And Annabeth Gish.
What is the matter with you? He knows Annabeth Gish because she lives in our neighborhood.
Oh, word?
Yes, back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, TJ.
Oh, man.
This is your guy or one of them. He was the first ever in-studio guest for No Contest Wrestling with you.
He put us on the map.
And O'Shea Jackson Jr. He's also one of the featured guests of ESPN's original series, Stephanie's Places, that premiered on Wednesday on ESPN Plus, featuring him and Triple H. Ladies and gentlemen, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, WWE superstar CM Punk. How are you, CM?
Oh, terrific. Just waking up in London today.
Dude, it's crazy. We had Seth Rollins on last week. He's in the back of a car driving around Bologna. Oh, Bologna.
Sorry to hear that.
I understand. I know I strolled into that, but I'm just saying you're everywhere. Everybody's around the world right now. WWE is just going global as always, but it just seems that everybody's all over the place. CM.
Yeah, it's global as always, but it's a little bit different because our television shows are airing from various European cities for the first time live on Netflix. So everybody's kind of just enjoying the experiment.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mention his name like that right off the bat. It seems like I pissed you off,
quite all right.
Punk. I didn't mean to piss you off.
Oh no.
Okay.
No. I'm lighthearted about it. Like, You can mention whoever you want.
Just, I need a list. I need to make a list right here, but I'm sure.
It's a long list.
I was about to say, do you have a list somewhere?
Tupac and Biggie.
No, there's no list. There's no real actual list. Like, I don't open up my wallet, write somebody's name down.
Or actually, I would think the motion would be like this. You're crossing it off, you know?
But you got to write it down first and then cross it off.
I see. Very good. Now I'm getting this thing down, Pat. You know, it's a silly question. I do get asked all the time when I'm calling games for the NFL in London, like, are there fans of the NFL in London? It's just like they're everywhere. And I'm sure you're seeing the same thing for wrestling WWE, for sure, right? You're seeing that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we've always had a global presence, but again, you know, you don't have to beat a horse, but the Netflix thing opens us up to, I think, a lot of different markets. And traditionally, when we'd come overseas twice a year to do two-week European tours, we would do a television and it would be delayed to the States. And I do believe SmackDown still is on USA Network. It'll be taped, you know, and then broadcast live in the States. But the Netflix shows are live. So that's what the difference is for us. So when I say it's an experiment, we're all still kind of learning on the job.
So what hoodie are you wearing right now? The Sudbury Bulldogs? Am I seeing that right now? Do I see that correctly? What are you rocking right there?
This is the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs. It's a little known hockey team from way up north in the middle of nowhere, you know, just a fun bunch, not the most skilled, but you know, they'll punch you in the face. That's why I like them.
What did you think of the Four Nations? I know it was just about a month ago, but what did you think of that, Punk? What'd you think?
Loved it. Absolutely. Absolutely loved it. I think it's good that the NHL is at least trying to do a couple of different things. I never really minded the skills competitions for the All-Star stuff, but the All-Star games got a little bit long in the tooth, a little confusing sometimes. This guy's on this team, he's playing in this division, but he's, you know, like you put USA and Canada on the front of a sweater and you know you're in for a fight.
Have you ever met a Kachuk? Have you met a
not officially, no, I don't believe I have.
I'd imagine you'd get along pretty well.
Yeah, probably. We're all goons in a way.
That wasn't my reference. Just, you know, hockey lovers who, you know, don't take, you know, who cross off, write down names and cross them off. You know what I mean? Like that's
goons. Yeah.
I just think you're a grinder, Punk. You know what I mean?
That's,
like
that's fine too. I'll win the battle on the boards every time.
That's what I've heard. You know, you can grind it. You can get that puck out from, you know, some of the corners and center it up or do something. But those were, I'll be honest with you. We were talking about more hockey because of that than we've had on this show, you know,
for sure. I think everybody was across the board. That really kind of opened up some eyes. Probably, I mean, that was the most watched hockey game ratings wise since, I don't know, forever, maybe since the Blackhawks were in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm sure. How much are you following? How much are you following these days?
Oh, I still follow. Yeah, it's almost going to drive me to drink. That's how much I follow hockey.
Why is that? Why?
The Blackhawks are last in the league. It's depressing. You know, like it is. It is what it is. Everybody always likes to make fun of me and chirp that the Blackhawks stink now, and I just say, we won 3 cups in 10 years, so the bill came, and we're still paying the bill.
Have you ever been around the cup? Have you held the cup? Have you hoisted it? When was that?
2013, when the Hawks won in Boston, they flew back to Chicago, and I had a whole bunch of friends on the team: Burrish, Sharpie, Duncan Keith. They invited me out, and I spent the entire night out with them, and it was one of the greatest nights of my life. It was just insane.
Well, is there anything you can tell about the insanity, or
I'd rather not. I believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was only about 11, 12 years ago, so I think the statute of limitations is still in effect on certain things. So I'd like to just, you know, like to just say it was a really good time, and I'm possibly the only person who was there that remembers everything.
If there was a straight edge during the hangover, that would be you, is what you're saying, pretty much, right?
Correct.
That would be it.
Correct.
Okay, the hockey version of the hangover. Very good. CM Punk joining me here from London, because that's where the WWE is. And the ESPN original series Stephanie's Place is premiered on Wednesday, ESPN Plus, featuring Triple H and you. And you went down the story about your return to WWE. Is there anything you want to share here that people haven't already picked up, maybe from that show right now?
No, I think that show is a pretty good representation of like everything that involved me coming back. The initial conversations in live time, you know, you get to see me about to go out the curtain to make my return after 10 years, and you see the anxiety and the nerves and the pride and the tears and just the happiness and like just everything that goes along with it. So if you're into underdog stories and comeback stories, you know, you're going to want to for sure catch the first episode of Stephanie's Places.
Well, when you're watching this back and you're seeing yourself return, did you think at any point in time, you know, that you would ever return, that you were wondering if that would ever happen in your career?
I obviously famously said that I'm never coming back. Yes. Never, you know.
Right.
And what does life do to you? What life humbles you. Life teaches you lessons. Life tells you, you never say never. I can confidently say that if it was the same place that it was with the same people in charge, yeah, I don't think either side would have really reached out. It never would have happened. But amidst a shakeup of the hierarchy of the company, you know, it right place, right time. Timing is everything in life and in sports. And it came to fruition, you know. And it starts with an idea, starts with that little spark, that little match.
Right.
And it turns into a pretty big forest fire.
Yeah. So the never say never part of it is definitely jumping out. There's no question about it. And again, Stephanie's Place's new episodes debut Wednesdays on ESPN Plus and available to stream on Hulu and Disney Plus for Disney Bundle subscribers. And all of that is available here on the Roku platform. You are the first ever guest of No Contest Wrestling, a new podcast that we're putting together here. O'Shea Jackson Jr. and my guy TJ, who's sitting here, I'm sure eager to ask a question of you, CM Punk. Go for it, TJ. Go for it.
Well, first of all, man, of course, O'Shea and I were talking last night, and we just both want to say thank you for taking the chance, for sitting down with us, giving your time to help kind of put us on this wrestling podcast map. So first and foremost, I want to say we appreciate that so much. And, you know, that
kind of you guys are great. You're great. I love having conversations with great people. So, you know, if you guys weren't great people, I wouldn't have done it. You know, so don't worry about it. I'm glad I could help.
Appreciate you. You know, we always consider you the unofficial third member of the six man crew. And when we get Bret Hart, you got to come in and sit down with us like you promised. So
I promise.
Now, you know, we had your buddy Seth Rollins here earlier. And, you know, I think one of the greatest things that we found out over the last, you know, 2 years is that you and Seth really, really, truly love each other. And that's so great to see in this day and age, you know, that the love that's shared between people. But in all seriousness, sure. You know, you were a big part of the Shield, right? Back in 2012 when they debuted. You know, they were supposed to be kind of your protectors, and then their story went on, your story went on. After so much time, man, what's it going to feel like for you to step into WrestleMania with Rollins, with Roman Reigns, and hopefully that main event spot that you've earned, you know, many, many years ago, and it looks like this is now the time that you're going to get it. What's that going to be?
You know, I'll give a bit of an uncharacteristic answer. You know, I think everybody's always trying to navigate, like, how do you deal with media different from what we present on our television show? And in 2012, you know, I was a champ. I was on this, what at the time was a historic run with the belt, 434 days, obviously shattered by Roman Reigns. Since I've been gone, and what I needed was guys to work with, you know, like I was always looking towards the future. Yeah, there's the now, there's the me and there's Cena. But outside of that, I would look at the landscape and be like, what do we need to do to get money, talent in the position that I'm in now? How do I bring guys up? How do we elevate superstars? So the idea of the Shield was that simple. I need guys to work with, for good or for bad, whether I like them, whether I hate them, whether I'm going to wind up having personal problems with them. I need talented individuals to work with, or I have nobody to work with in the future. And lo and behold, who am I working with at WrestleMania? You know, so life's pretty funny the way things kind of work out. I just don't want those two guys to forget that they were picked for a reason. I brought them into this, and you know, WrestleMania, I get the chance to take them out.
In Las Vegas, Nevada, yes, all indeed. Places as well. So talk about going all around.
Bury them in the desert.
Well, speaking of the Hangover, yeah. Right? I mean, pretty much.
Right, there you go.
Sounds like a plot for that. And I look forward to, you know, you coming back here in studio for whichever one of the shows that we do out of here. Punk, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. If I ever make it back from Europe,
yes, sir.
I'm your Huckleberry. I'm going to come knock on your door and just sit in the studio and drink all your coffee.
That'd be, you know, yeah. Sure.
Platform right over here.
How do you like it? How do you like your coffee? Punk, what is that?
Black.
Okay.
I'm in that stage of my life. The next is decaf, and then I'll die. So,
so it goes from, okay, got it. Sounds good.
It's cream and sugar.
Okay.
Just cream.
Yep.
Black, mm-hmm. Decaf,
yeah.
Death.
Out.
Taxes in there somewhere, I imagine. Do you got a favorite coffee brand? Like, is there a go-to? Like, and how much?
One of the fun things about being overseas and being in foreign countries is I try to find a gym and I try to find coffee. Sometimes I strike out. Sometimes it's a really good cup. But I like to try different things from all over the place, honestly.
Okay. So somebody could just be strolling around their hotel gym and there's CM Punk getting a sweat on. Is that how it works?
I was in a laundromat yesterday drinking local coffee.
Wow.
You, wait a minute.
Hey, Rich, those draws are going to clean themselves.
Hold on a second. WWE doesn't pay for your dry cleaning on the road? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, man, I'm not that bougie. I 100% could have sent it out. I could have had somebody else do it for me. Yeah. I'm washing my gear, and I don't need anybody else touching my gear or trying to steal it. Or, you know, I'm very responsible. I want to handle my own stuff.
So you found a laundromat in London to do your own stuff. Just I'll get a coffee and just watch my stuff go around and around a washer dryer. Is that what you did?
That was the most peaceful day I've had in quite some time.
Wow. I love that.
This is the stuff I can't get enough of.
Imagine you stroll in the washer comforter and there's, you know, Charles Montgomery Punk.
Comforter. Oh, look at you. Very good.
It's real life, man. I am not bougie.
Okay, very good. CM Punk, greatly appreciate it. We'll see you again soon. Safe travels. We'll see you.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
You got it. Everybody watch CM Punk on ESPN's original series, Stephanie's Places, that premiered Wednesday on ESPN Plus, which you can see right here on the Roku portal. I guess we now have a new fantasy team name, Punk's London Laundromat.
Right. And looks like we may also get another guest host.
Yeah, right. I should have offered it to him.
Well, if he comes in, well,
sounds good.
The second
that's
part
true.
Of
that's right. You got to come in here. Well, he's already been here, but for you.
That's true.
I'm going back and forth here.
we'll make it happen, is what you say. Then.
While we were talking to Punk, major breaking news in the NBA. Ooh. We will dive into it quite a bit when we come back, but I'm sure that's part of, I shouldn't say this, I'm assuming, well, I shouldn't say that either.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile, with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
So I have here, word for word, verbatim, three of the great sports rants of all time. And we would love for you to do your best Victor Newman. Is that okay?
No, the first one is Herm Edwards.
Yes, Herm Edwards. The first one up, Herm Edwards on October 30th, 2002, after a Week 8 loss to the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
Here is play to win the game, as told by Victor Newman.
This is great about sports. This is what's the greatest thing about sports, is you play to win. Hello? You play to win the damn game, right? You don't play just to play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go to play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, get your ass out of here, then retire. 'Cause it matters.
Well done. That's number one. Next up. And October 16th, 2006, after the Cardinals blew a 20-point lead against the Bears on Monday Night Football.
Oh, man.
Dennis Green, they are who we thought they were, as portrayed by Victor Newman.
Bears are who we thought they were, you know? That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the damn hook.
Very good. Very well done. All right, last one for you.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
I'm glad that we got it rolling, because here's the last one.
I can feel it.
On May 7th, 2002, the famed practice press conference of one Allen Iverson, as recounted by the man who plays Victor Newman, Eric Braden. Hit it, Mike Dolte.
The great Allen Iverson. My God, man.
Go for it.
I mean, listen, man. You're talking about practice, okay? Not a game. It's not a game. Not a game, all right? You're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. You're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that? I know it's important. Yeah, I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Eric, I think that's your finest work, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know how many times we play that. We do play it a lot, but it's funny every single darn time.
I can feel it.
There you go. Thank you. And then later on in the show, based on the news that the Hallmark Channel have hooked up with the Buffalo Bills for a special Christmas movie on the Hallmark Channel later on this fall, I've got a top five list of the top five other NFL teams worthy of a TV movie, made for TV movie. And Hoskins and Smitsch did their magic for what
can't wait to see this
promo panel looks like. I would not miss that top five later on in this program. And then comes Bert Kreischer. So that's now, how we're rolling on this Friday.
Can we keep Coop?
Of course, but not for Bert Kreischer. Back here on the program, Uber Eats is delivering game day deals all tournament long because you can't watch 8 hours of basketball a day on an empty stomach. Burgers to wings, pizza to chicken sandwiches, whatever you're craving, Uber Eats has deals on all your game day favorites, so you never have to miss a single buzzer beater. Get game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. Remember, get your game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. We're going to have a What's More Likely College Hoops edition in a second. Cooper Eisen is going to be administering that as Chris Brockman's at a golf tournament in Dallas right now, or Texas, or whatever. Anyway, we weren't planning on talking about a coach being fired in the NBA with 9 games to go, despite being 16 games over 500. Right. But Shams, with a Shams bomb that the Memphis Grizzlies have told Taylor Jenkins, after 5+ years, he's in the middle of his 6th year, we're done. Or vice versa, because it's called parting ways nowadays. I have no idea. Called it a difficult decision, given the consistent and tangible development of our players, I'd say so. And overall success under Taylor's leadership, I wish Taylor the very best going forward. And then Shams saying that he was called into the Grizzlies' office this morning, was fired in person. Shams called it a stunning dismissal. I would say so. He now becomes one of the top head coaching candidates for the upcoming cycle. He's won 54% of his games. And again, the Grizzlies with a turnaround season this year, with Ja Morant back healthy for most of it, they're tied with the Lakers right now for the 4th seed in the West. And guess who they play? Well, the interim coach is going to be coaching for the Grizzlies tomorrow night against the Lakers. And then after that, it's the Celtics. And then after that, it's the 7-seed Warriors. So welcome to the bench.
I don't get this at all. Especially not at this point of the season, right?
Yeah. You're 44-29.
You've got Ja Morant, right? And Ja has pretty much kept a low profile all season after, you know, he had some issues before. You haven't heard a peep negative out of Ja Morant, you know, Jaren Jackson, Desmond Bane. Like, I read that and I was like, I can't believe that this is going on right now.
I can't believe it either. I guess we'll find out the what and the why or what have you, but 9 games to go. They're in the 4th seed tied with the Lakers, who with Luka and LeBron are coming in on Saturday. And then it's the Celtics, and then it's the Warriors.
I'm really confused. Like,
yeah.
For example, like what he kept saying, Jaren Jackson Jr. is having a great season. They also have lots of potential with Edie on the bench. They also have this guy, Santi Aldama. He's been great for them. I'm surprised. Like, why would you fire your coach when you know you're going to go to the playoffs? You've been successful with him. So, like, what is the move? Like, are they going to try to hire someone from the college? Like, why did you do this?
That's a great question. I don't think anybody knows the answer to it.
Especially considering, I mean, they could have made their way up to the third seed. And now you're going to have an interim coach with that murderer's row coming up. I mean, there's something on the inside, obviously, we're not privy to. But from the outside, this looks crazy.
It's nuts. It doesn't make any sense. I think, Coop, it's going to obviously have to be an interim coach right now. I mean, 9 games to go. I'm wondering.
Maybe they want to sign that Sacramento coach that got fired.
Who, Mike Brown? Mike Brown? It's possible.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Or maybe Woodson from Indiana. I don't know.
These are interesting thoughts.
Interesting, but still, the timing is just so strange.
Dude, I am wondering, has there ever been a coach ever fired 16 games above 500 with 9 games to go in the history of the NBA? This is like an NHL move. You know what I mean? This sounds like an NHL move where anybody could be fired from the bench at any time, despite their record, right?
Yeah.
This is a team that has got, let me just repeat, 9 games to go, 44-29, tied with the 44-29 team coming into their building on Saturday night, and that's the way you're putting an interim coach on the bench. I mean, on top of it, game and a half behind the Nuggets, 1 loss behind the Nuggets, and 3 losses behind the Rockets. I mean, the Thunder are just so far gone. It's just, you know, they're in a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
The Rockets have had a great season with Şengün and Jalen Green, so they're going to have some great success, maybe in the playoffs too. Yeah. But they'll have to play possibly the Warriors in the play-in. That's going to be their problem.
Yeah, that is no joke, man. I don't understand it. I mean, keep an eye out peeled about the what and the why. I mean, obviously there's going to be some deep dives in, but I don't, you know, was it player based? Was it something off the court?
TJ said, it's got to be something we don't know.
Yeah. Also, we're so consumed with Stephen A. and LeBron right now that you don't know. I've heard nothing, literally, about Memphis and any problems.
I don't think we get
so consumed with this story over here. I don't know. Memphis fans, do you know something we don't?
Well, call us. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Hour number 1 is in the books. Couple What's More Likelies with my boy Coop.
Coop.
Jonathan. And Allen, formerly of the Commanders, now of the Vikings, coming up. Still here on the Roku Sports Channel. Seriously, I mean, I don't think it's something that was going on, but we missed it because Stephen A. was clapping back and LeBron was causing a massive, massive ESPN food fight.
Glad we're not at that table.
I just don't know why it would be.
That sounds kind of crazy.
It sure does. And the Lakers, you know, could have been, you know, a half game in front of the Grizz, but they blew it in Chicago last night.
Just majorly at the end of
the game. They were up 16 entering the fourth quarter and lost. It was Josh Giddey tossed in a 46 footer at the buzzer. We've got that play-by-play that queued up for later on. That's how we're going to finish the show. So the Lakers, the last 2 games, back-to-back. By the way, LeBron played both. They needed a LeBron tip with no time left to survive Indiana and then got an Austin Reeves bucket to try and dig out of a dreadful sequence at the end of the game in which the Bulls hit back-to-back threes with a sort of, you know, Kobe White hit a 3 off of a LeBron bad pass that looked reminiscent of Reggie Miller in Madison Square Garden.
It was just like LeBron was just like, boom, take the ball.
Right. After the Bulls had made it a 2-point game with a 3, then White goes up, puts the Bulls up by 1. Mm-hmm. Reeves puts the Lakers back up by 1, and Giddey throws one in from half court.
Oh, man. And by the way, Giddey, last 2 games, you know, because they played the Lakers on Saturday, 2 triple doubles. On Saturday, he had 15, 10, and 17 assists. And then, you know, last night, 25, 14, and 11. He's taking something personal against the Lakers, Coop. I don't know what it is.
Don't say it. I know what's in your head.
The last time he played the Lakers, my mom took me to the game. He was on the Thunder, and he was just getting booed by everyone in crypto. I still like to call it Staples, though. But he was getting booed the whole time. Like whenever he had the ball, well, that was right after he had those allegations.
Well, he took that personally, Coop. He's probably taking it out.
He went to Chicago and he took it personally, as you said.
Dude, triple doubles back to back.
Yep,
man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been great for my fantasy.
Why are you still picking up players? I hear
he's stopping.
Yeah, it was fun because like I saw Buzelis after he put that big game on the Lakers, and then. Chris got pissed off at me, which is funny.
Right. Well, mess up his workstation.
Yeah.
Jonathan Allen coming up.